Octopus.com.
Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Did you stop the program?
I couldn't. It's on the air now.
I'll stop it if I have to tear down the studio.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
They can say they'll stop the program. They're not stopping anything.
Yeah.
We have the doors locked.
Get, runaway get train.
That's right. I gotta get in here and shut this show down. Oh, man. I don't know why, but I'm off today. I'm just, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes it's just, maybe it's the,
wild weekend?
I don't know. It's just in the
cosmos.
You know what part of it is? Here's what a big part of it is.
Full moon today.
No, no, that's not it. Tomorrow is my anniversary.
Uh-oh.
And I started taking vitamins a couple of days ago and stuff for energy. Because, uh-huh, you know...
You know how woozy you're going to be.
Well, I know exactly. First thing in the morning...
you won't even be able to walk.
Early in the morning, I'm going to get the old nudge and time for some anniversary loving.
She's going to tear you up.
And then 2 hours later... It's still our anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's go.
And then through the night, so I'm taking vitamins. I got some B12 at the drugstore, and I heard that was supposed to help. And then I got some Rockstar energy drink.
Oh.
I got some of those five-hour deals. I'm stocked up. So I hope I don't sound too tired Wednesday when I come in. If I'm even able to come in and don't have a go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
I could go into cardiac arrest. It's hot in here. Don't you think it's hot?
I'm actually comfortable.
No,
for a change.
I had to put a jacket on.
You, women.
You must be going
through
the change.
No, last week it was hot.
Are you going through menopause?
I did that a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Whew, thank goodness. Not to worry about getting anybody pregnant. Now, I have to do this, and I don't know why I have to do it, and I feel bad about doing it, because when you complain... then there are always people who are going to say, what do you got to complain about? Because there are a lot of people who have a lot bigger problems. I know that, okay? I was born to complain about little things. I just was. And I know that this is nothing. But I have something. It's like a little tiny hair in my nose. And I can feel it hitting the edge of my nose. Now before you say trim your nose, I trimmed my nose hairs out. And I overdid it. I now have no nose hairs because that's not healthy. I can't filter now.
You mean they won't grow back? You trimmed them so much?
No, but you're not supposed to go in there and just...
Right.
And I did, and I still feel this phantom hair hitting the side. It's driving me crazy. No. I can't stand it.
Oh, I can. If I see one hanging out, I just grab it.
I'll do it for you.
I cannot pull a hair out of my
head.
I do it all the time.
You do?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I could never do that.
Especially if I see one hanging out, I just grab it.
Oh, I can't do that.
It almost hurts your eyes.
But I have looked in. I got a flashlight. I've had two different nose products. And it's like a phantom fine hair.
You can feel it when you breathe in and out of your nose.
I exhale, I can feel that. It is like a microscopic phantom hair.
Wow.
Listen, I know people are going through chemotherapy and kidney problems, and I know all that, and I know this is nothing to complain about. I just feel better if I complain about it. So if I start sneezing or something, you'll know it's the phantom hair. Invisible. It's so fine, I can't even see it. And they need to make a better nose hair product than those things that, am I right?
Yeah,
those things they sell. They're horrible.
Why?
Yeah. Well, they don't really.
No.
They need to make something that actually just in one insertion just gets it all.
Yeah.
Just sweeps the walls.
Like spins around?
Yeah.
Well, it spins around, but it's got notches in it, and it doesn't really get, it's hard to explain.
You don't have to.
Women don't trim nose hairs, do they?
Do they have any product?
No, wait a minute. What do you mean? You're a woman.
I guess they do if they get really bad.
Well, hold it.
You don't trim nose hairs.
No, but I don't think I need to. I guess somebody would tell
me. Hold your head back. Oh, boy, yeah, you do.
Oh, you got a bush in there.
No, you don't. You don't. And isn't that interesting how women, even after 50, they don't get all that nose. You don't have ear hair, do you?
Do you ever cut your...
What is that about?
Well, see, yeah, and they're...
Why is that?
Usually most of them don't even have any arm hair. If it is,
okay,
it's so
light.
Okay,
but arm hair is there early on. Men get nose and ear hair in the last half of their lives. But women don't get that.
Yeah, I've never seen a woman with hair in her ears.
This is another of the male afflictions.
Yeah.
But sometimes women get those phantom hairs in their chins, too. Or like
they're not phantom.
Their nipple or something.
No, those are hairs.
What did you say? Nipple hair.
Well, sometimes there's a hair.
No.
What?
We did not talk on this show about that
stuff.
Do you
pluck them off?
Gosh.
That would hurt.
What color are they?
One hair?
Yeah.
What color are they?
I had one time.
What difference does it make what color it is?
I don't know. As long as we're talking about it, I want to know,
more
details.
Nobody else would ask that. What color?
Well, I know.
Now, I have... Look, and it's pretty... It's not uncommon for women to have a little bit of a mustache. In fact, I got to tell you something. That's a sign of nymphomania.
Really?
It is?
Yeah. That's a testosterone.
Yeah, I have to shave all the time.
It's a testosterone thing. And if you see a woman who has a little bit of a mustache, hot to trot.
Yeah, I feel sorry for those women that have, it's almost like a full beard.
We had a woman in my family, and I won't get more specific than that. She wasn't even an aunt. She was the wife of an uncle's brother. So she really was kind of in the, outer circle of the family. And she had... Years ago when I was a kid, women went for electrolysis, they called it. And that was a procedure to get hair off your
They still do that.
Electrolysis? They do?
And that's what you call it, laser electrolysis or whatever?
Well, it's called laser, and that's probably kind of the same thing. And this woman in our family, always had a little bit of a mustache, and she, had to take care of. She did it with just about every guy in town. The entire police force.
Man,
she had done it with almost every cop.
So that's your basis for thinking that they're nymphos.
I've known two women that had that, and they both were insatiable.
It's probably because they have more testosterone.
That's what I just said. It's a testosterone thing. So, gentlemen, before you go, she looks nice, but she's got a little bit of a mustache. Whoa, rethink it. You just give her a good razor for Christmas and go right on, jump right on in there. I'm serious.
Boy, every once in a while, I'll have a solid white one in my nose. I don't know if that's common or not, but it's just...
Solid white hair?
Yeah, because I already have some white hairs coming in my head. But, so I guess it's all...
I don't want to scare you, but I just read an article. One white nose hair, brain tumor.
Oh. Oh, I've had many, so I'm okay. I've had more than one.
What about the eyebrow hairs? Do your eyebrows go nuts too sometimes?
I have one eyebrow hair that could grow, if I let it, to 18 inches.
And it goes...
It would whip me in the face in the wind.
It curls, and all of a sudden you're like, what is in my eye? And
well,
then you feel
my
it.
Dad has some that just go straight out.
Mine goes out at an angle. First of all, I have no eyebrows, but this one eyebrow hair... And sometimes I forget about it because unless the wind kind of moves it, I don't see it. And then my wife, every 4 or 5 months, will go, oh, my goodness. And she'll grab some scissors or something. She goes, it's that hair again. It keeps returning, that one hair, that long eyebrow hair.
Because I have bushy eyebrows, but I have, you know, some stragglers that go outside the brow region, you know.
Everybody gets
door close down to the eyelid.
You know that some men go and have their eyebrows
waxed?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Angela's
no,
tried
it's
to
not. Ask, not for no. a man.
Oh, some men have a unibrow.
No,
they have
you know what? A guy can't have too much eyebrow.
Yeah.
No,
do you pluck in between your...
Eugene Levy.
No, Angela, like every 3 months will go, come here, let me get rid of that, you know, the 4 or 5 little hairs that you can't even see. You know, if you're just looking at somebody, she'll.
I think it's
but that hurts. Those hurt more than she's tried plucking some out of those out of my eyebrows. Oh, that's more painful.
Oh,
than
or when you get the skin on your eyelid, with the hair.
So yeah,
out in L.A., and I hope it doesn't make its way to this part of the country, but it probably will. You know what? One of the hot, I guess you'd call it, businesses that are. Their franchises are these waxing salons for men. Men go in and get waxed. They get waxed down there.
No
they
way.
Get their eyebrows done, and they get like laser hair removed.
No way.
I'm serious.
I don't
Guys.
Think any straight man should do that.
I couldn't
laser
agree with
hair
you more.
Removal does not hurt.
No, but that's still,
it's a little sting.
Stings a little. Yeah.
That's about it.
But my
still,
wife had it done under her arm.
I did too.
That's
but
so,
I had to quit, and I still have a few left, but I didn't get another.
That's so
package.
Vain, though. The straight men shouldn't be vain about stuff like that. Yeah.
Here.
Why is it vain to want to be more comfortable?
It's not. And that's not about comfort.
Maybe
what?
It is.
I don't know.
Last week.
To get waxed down in your junk area?
No, not
you think
there.
That's
I meant,
more comfortable?
Well, guys do that. They get that area waxed.
Yeah.
Last week, I cut my hair. I've said this before. I've cut my hair for over 30 years. I just have a
Which
pair.
Which hair was it?
Oh, that's fun.
Hey.
I have just a pair of cheap clippers.
I did mine the other day, too.
Yeah, it's easy.
I love it.
You get a mirror, and you get in the mirror with a hand mirror. You go around the back, and you just set it on the clipper number 2.
Right.
And I just buzz the edge of my head and get that hair off. And then you got to shave the back of your neck. My wife walks in while I'm doing it. She says, why don't you hand me those clippers while you're at it, and I'll shave your back. Now, if you shaved my back with clippers, you could stuff a pillow with it, all right? I like my back hair. My daughter came in the other day, and I was just about to put my shirt on. Dad! I can't believe how much back hair you have. Like it's some sort of a thing that the freak
But if you shaved it, wouldn't it come back real prickly? Like
I would
face?
Imagine it would.
No,
I don't
it doesn't.
Want, I don't want that feeling.
I finally
then she
broke,
wouldn't let you rub up
I
against
finally
her.
Broke down. Angela's been on my case for 2-3 months to let her trim my back hair. So I finally
you
broke down
it?
The other day and let her do
with
it.
With scissors or a trimmer?
No, clippers.
Yeah,
you know, just
like
clippers.
A...
Yeah, with no guard on it. You know,
just like a barber would give
really?
You a when you go in the army, shave your head.
Is it growing back?
Yeah, it'll grow back, but it's not. I think it'd be more uncomfortable if you shaved it with a straight razor where it's growing. But now it's just trimmed
it
down
itch?
Very low. No, it
is
doesn't.
It, is it hard?
What's hard?
The hair.
What do you mean the
hair is
you know,
hard?
You know
it's just
how
like hair.
Men get witchy.
No,
the word
hard.
Is coarse. You don't ask a guy if it's hard.
You mean if it's the same as like my facial
if
hair?
If it's coarse
yeah.
hair.
No, it's mine's
it's
real thin.
Coming back.
Yeah. It almost
I'm
looks
proud
like
of my back hair.
Back
I really
pubes.
Am. It separates me from being a woman. You know, if you see a back of somebody walking away and there's a pile of hair on their back, you pretty much bet that's not a woman. Okay. Speaking of that, Wendy Williams, whoever she is, I happened to turn on TV
She's
today.
A big woman, isn't she?
I think it's a guy. I think
know.
It's a guy in drag. I'm not kidding. This Wendy Williams looks like a man. A man in drag.
I do too. I
she looks like
too.
She could have played football at one
she
time.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
And what is her talent?
She was.
What is she?
I think before she did this television show, I think she was on the air radio-wise in New York for
really
15, 20 years.
She's terrible. And I watched this. I thought, oh, okay, I'm not watching this. I change it, and up comes The Talk. Now, how much more of a copycat of The View can you be than be called The Talk?
It's like a carbon copy.
And here's another thing I don't get. I noticed that on The Talk is Sharon Osbourne. Now, do you think many women relate to Sharon Osbourne? No. What woman could relate to Sharon Osbourne? She's filthy rich. Her husband is a rock star. Why do women You know, and these chicks walk out and sit down, and the women in the audience go crazy, like they're seeing Elvis or something.
they all have money. They're all
Julie
stars.
Chen. Well, Julie Chen is married to the head of CBS West programming, so that's, and the show is on CBS.
But they act like they're connected to the women, and the women in the audience act like oh, you know, they have some connection.
You're
they're,
one
no,
of us.
They're not
but
like you
any
at all.
Mother, a lot of mothers have the same thoughts.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Rich mothers don't have the same issues as medium income or poor mothers.
Well,
no,
it's
don't.
Like, look at how successful Ellen is. How many women can relate to Ellen?
I don't know. Lesbian women? I don't know. Can relate to her.
But she's popular across
now,
the board with
you know
everybody.
Who the guest was on the talk today? Was Betty White. I've you know what? I've had enough Betty White. I'm serious. I'll be the first to say, enough of Betty White. Every time I turn on TV, here's Betty White. And every time, it's like we're the first to acknowledge how great she is, how old she is, how long she's been in show business. And I've never really seen that much lately that's any more than her going, hi, I'm Betty White.
No.
And people going, hey, you're Betty White. That's it.
I think the Friars Club roasted her the other day.
Yeah, they did.
Boy, how easy could that be to come up with jokes?
Yeah.
Old joke after old joke.
But she might not be around long. She has to milk it while she can.
She's not milking it as much as everybody else is. It's like the last couple of years, it's just all Betty White. Wow. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the only one who's kind of just tired of... I like her. It's not that. I'm sure she's fine. I just have had enough Betty White. Now, before we break, Hatfields and McCoys, did you see any of this?
No.
I watched all 6 hours of it this weekend. I had a TV watching marathon weekend. And let me tell you something. This is a terrific...
It was good?
6 hours, 3 two-part episodes of the Hatfields and McCoys. It was really good.
Oh, good.
Kevin Costner. I'm sure you can go back. It's on the History Channel.
Yeah. And they may even have it on their website to watch online.
Yeah, it's over now. But I went and caught, they did a marathon, they call it, where they ran all 3 parts 3 nights in a row. So we recorded it, and I watched. It was really good. It was really, really good. We're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, we're going to take some... In fact, I'm going to take one quick call now, then we're going to break, come back, give the numbers, we'll take them, come back.
Get
ahead of myself. And we'll give you the numbers and take some other calls. Let me talk to Rory. Hello, Rory.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. You were talking earlier about it, not how eyebrows are manly, but I'd have to say, if you watched the NCAA this past season, that player for Kentucky, Anthony Davis.
Yes.
He had one giant eyebrow across his face, and it was absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know who else did in sports? Pete Sampras, the tennis player. He had the one eyebrow thing.
Yeah, this Anthony Davis, though, he almost enjoys it. It's become a part of his look now.
Well, you got to think of something flamboyant out there and wild to do, and if I were him, I wouldn't shave it either down the middle. I'd keep the unibrow, too. Now, I'll tell you, I like eyebrows, and I like thick eyebrows. I'll give you an example. Brooke Shields.
Yes.
She is smoking hot, and she always has been. And thank goodness she didn't thin out those eyebrows. Eyebrows are
oh, those pencil thin ones.
I hate
gross looking.
I hate it. And they look drawn on.
Yes.
They look like...
Well, some do draw them
on.
Yeah,
they
some
do.
Some shave their eyebrows off and
well,
then
here's a
draw
question.
Them with a pencil.
Why did you shave them off if you're going to draw other ones back on? What the heck?
Because maybe
keeping
don't
the ones
have
you
an arch or anything like that.
They want it drawn the way they want it to look.
Have you ever seen my wife's eyebrows? Devil arch. That's what I call it.
Oh, yeah.
They got
the points.
Yeah, they got kind of an arch, satanic arch thing to them. Yeah. We have to take our first break.
Let me get Satan?
Yeah, that's right. Except I didn't really mean it because tomorrow's our anniversary. If you want to call us and chat after we take our first break, we'd be happy to talk to you. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Dan will put your name on the screen and we'll have a talk. Let's have a talk now. This will just be me, not you, because I'll be telling you about the Good Feet stores. And I heard Ozzie Smith earlier on the air here. And, of course, he talked about the flip. And then you remember that it wasn't too long, well, I don't know, maybe 10 years after he retired or something, he talks about the Good Feet store. You think the flip might have had something to do with Ozzie's... pain issues in his feet.
Oh,
because I
got to
think
years,
when you flip and come down on your feet like
that,
That might do something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe all those years of flipping caught up with Ozzy, and he decides to walk into the Goodfeet stores while he can still walk. And that's exactly what happened, by the way. He wasn't sought out or solicited by the Goodfeet stores. He went into one and found the answer that he was looking for in the pain relief. And when somebody in the store, I guess, called the owners and said, hey, you know, was in here, Ozzy Smith was in here, and he loves the Goodfeet inserts, I'm sure they called him and said, hey, how would you like to... you know, be a spokesman for us. And at that point, and I like it when it's done that way, when it's done the opposite of the way it's normally done. Instead of a company getting a hold of somebody and they go, hey, we'll use our product because we're paying you to use it. I like this way better. The famous person discovers the product, likes it, and then decides to talk about it. I have three different Goodfeet inserts. Two of them now I really don't use anymore. But the set that I got that was designed to be the most commonly used, the ones worn the most hours, are the ones now that I keep in usually a set of tennis shoes that I have. And that's what they are. They're inserts. And I know you can go in certain stores, and there's a well-known brand of off-the-rack gels and inserts and things you can cut and fit to size for your shoe. There's a reason that those things are sort of one size fits all, or maybe five sizes fit all, because they're not Goodfeet inserts. They don't have about 300 different configurations. They can sell those things they sell for less money than Goodfeet sells its inserts for. It's like anything else. The better something gets, the more you're willing to pay for it. Still reasonably priced, and I don't know of anybody who's ever gone into Goodfeet, found the answer to pain relief, and hasn't thought, man, this is money well spent. This is so much more affordable than ongoing therapy or prescriptions that have to be refilled or visits to a doctor or surgery in some cases. So if you have pain, it doesn't have to be foot pain. It could be in your neck, your back, your headache. Your head could ache. Your knees could hurt. It could be coming from your feet. And especially if your feet hurt, plantar fasciitis, the number one reason people go in, then you know that's coming from your feet. You got about 30-40 minutes invested to find out if this is your place for one-stop pain relief. And if you get there and you put them in and you walk around and go, ah, this is it, this is the answer, good for you. I hope that's what happens for you. It does and has for thousands of people. The Goodfeet stores, goodfeetstlouis.com, or you can stop in at one of these three locations: on Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's, in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Goodfeet stores.
It's time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we don't have any of that congestion coming in from Illinois on 5570. Things looking good. Eastbound 40, that looked also well going to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that was just a little bit heavy north of Park. Now on northbound 170, a little slow between Natural Bridge and Highway 70. And then we have earlier bridge inspection on eastbound 270 at the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Look like we've got some slow pockets left over from 367 through Riverview. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Cool down your day with a black cherry, mango, or strawberry smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. Each fresh fruit smoothie is made with Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt and blended to order. Try one today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney. You know what today is? It's Monday. Not your favorite, I'm sure, but I like it because it's my first day of work in a while. See you tonight at 9 o'clock until midnight for the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's John Carney. Weeknights from 9 till midnight, beginning later today on the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand Or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones? Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
It's a goner! Holiday hits a two-run blast.
This is Matt Holiday. The Ritz Kids kickoff to summer weekend is coming up. The weekend of June 8th, 9th, and 10th, we face the Indians. All kids 15 and under will receive a free ticket to another game this year. Also, there's a fireworks night, Six Flags Day, a family attractions card, and a kids' cooler lunch bag. That's the Ritz Kids kickoff to summer weekend on June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Mr. Holiday touches them all.
Michael Lance Lynn, a 6'5", 250-pounder, making his Major League debut in the first pitch of his career. Steer-right call, fastball, right down central.
This young fans, this is pitcher Lance Lynn from your world champion St. Louis Cardinals. On Friday, June 8th, we face the Cleveland Indians. And Peabody Energy is proud to present Fireworks Night at Busch Stadium. Take in the ballgame, and then stay in your seat and enjoy the fireworks. We're going for 12-12. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Lynn has struck out four in a row.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Last year, our neighbor's wife died, and she didn't have life insurance. So now, he's struggling to raise two young kids on one salary. He's got to pay for daycare, plus somebody to help cook and clean. He's gone through most of their savings, and now he might even have to sell the house. I don't ever want my husband to go through that. So I got life insurance, too.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're a woman who's 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $15 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-300-3681.
I'm glad we both got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-300-3681. 1-800-300-3681.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Hey there, I'm a squirrel. So I tell you this in the spirit of self-preservation. Replace your shocks when they're worn and you can stop sooner. Who knows, you might even save a cute little fuzzy gray squirrel like me. So please, replace your shocks at 50,000 miles.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Monroe, shocks and struts. And June 1st through June 30th, 2012, purchase qualifying truck shocks or struts and get up to $30 back by mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at Monroe.com.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
This is boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's like listening to nothing.
The police.
The police, yeah.
Good choice. Good choice for AM radio. Something you can't even hear on AM radio. Is just the...
Don't stand so close to me.
Yeah. Young teacher. Well, it's about time you started singing. Hey, congratulations to the KTRS Weather Center. I'm driving in today, and I hear our weather forecast, which is recorded, from somebody from Channel 2 saying, if we look for a high this afternoon, it could reach the upper 80s. I look down at my car, exterior temperature is 94.
Oh.
Then I got my phone. I thought, I'll check the Weather Channel app, 92.
Oops.
And we're telling people it could get up into the upper
80s. Mm. It could.
It did. It did. They didn't say, did they say it was going to stop there?
Well, they said the high.
Oh, I guess.
The high,
so that means
would
stop.
Be in the upper 80s. The high is the high. Well, it was way past that.
Not the highest.
Yeah, when they said that.
It's unusual for them to be wrong.
Marie wants to say something. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Frank. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, how can we help you?
Well, I'm calling in defense of all the hairy men out there.
Thank you.
To tell you that there are a lot of women out here that like hairy backs. I don't know about eyebrows. It depends. You know, eyebrows are superficial. It depends on the person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a good
You're right.
person,
some,
it doesn't
some,
make any difference.
No, some people look really good with heavy, bushy eyebrows.
Right.
James Whitmore, for example.
Right.
Andy Rooney. He wouldn't have been Andy Rooney without those eyebrows.
Right.
I agree.
But to spend the time, for men to spend the time and the money or do it themselves, to shave their bodies because they don't think the ladies like it, they're missing out on...
They're missing out on good loving from people like you.
Probably so. And I want to tell you, Frank.
Yeah.
I am closer to my 70th birthday than I am to my past birthday.
Okay.
And so the affection for hairy backs, etc., doesn't go away as you get older.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you something else, Marie. There was a time when things were right in this world that a guy like Sean Connery would take his shirt off, covered with black hair, black chest hair, and women went crazy. Woo! Look at that Sean Connery. Tom Selleck, same thing. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but...
I don't know either. In fact, I watched the It's Complicated movie yesterday on cable.
A good movie.
And the first shot of Alec Baldwin with no shirt was beautiful. Every shot after that, they had shaved his chest.
I didn't notice that.
Well,
like half-shaved. You know, it wasn't the same.
They toned down
the color or whatever.
I have to rewatch that because I didn't realize
did
that.
Did he do it during the movie on purpose?
I don't think
or
so.
Or it was just a fluke that it happened?
Well, I don't know. It was in more than one scene after the first one.
Half-shaved can be good in certain...
I'll have to watch that again, but I just... This slick as a wet seal, no, not a hair on your chest or back.
Well, I can go with it. The swimmers need to do it, you know, that...
I get the swimmers.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Okay.
But, you know, if men do it because they think women don't like it,
How about this, Marie? I see guys... on the golf course, and they're in their 30s. They have no leg hair. A man should have leg hair. I have leg hair. I think they shave their legs.
Not necessarily. It depends on what kind of job they have. If they have a job where maybe a salesman, in and out of a car with trousers on, it actually will wear the hair off.
I'm sorry.
Unless they're not particularly hairy. If they're fair, but I don't know. Because everybody can do what they want to do, but...
Well, you're not going to catch me in the waxing parlor.
There are some of us out here who like it.
That's good to know, Marie. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too, Marie. She made it very clear. Man, body hair is... okay with her. Here's Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank. AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Give me a man with hair. Anywhere, front, back, top, side, I don't care.
Wow. Man.
Where do these guys get off shaving their chest?
Now, I read, I've got an article. If I get time, I'll read it, but I saved it, and it's about these parlors that are popping up in L.A., and men are going in there, and they're getting all the things that normally women got, waxing and all kinds of lasering so that there's no hair anywhere. Like that's a horrible thing to have some hair on your chest or something. I don't. But you know what? It wasn't that long ago that remember in the even in the movies, you'd see a guy and he'd have a gold chain. He'd have his shirt unbuttoned like three buttons down, and just a lot of chest hair. They even sold fake chest hair to guys to put in their shirts. So if their shirt was, I'm serious,
like a chest American,
exactly, like a chest toupee. So if you felt bad because you didn't have enough chest hair. So, I don't know, something happened, and I don't know how it happened, but somewhere we turned a corner, and all of a sudden, guys got rid of their hair. I don't know. I'm confused.
The only time I can see you might get rid of some hair on your body if you're a man is if you're an Olympic swimmer, and the hair will slow you down in the water,
I understand that. That's a different thing. I get
that's
that.
That's a different thing.
It creates...
But I tell you what, when I was single for a long time, my dentist has very hairy arms. And we're real good friends, and I just go in and I just start kneading his arms because I just love to get my fingers through the hair.
Yeah.
Linda, you're getting excited. Take it easy. All right, thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Why did they used to call those things up that you wore underneath your shirt dickies? Remember those? They were
just I don't know. That's a stupid name. I know what you're talking. It's a fake turtleneck.
With a collar.
Dickie. What a dumb name. Let's talk to Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hi. I just have a real quick comment. I just think as far as hair goes on the chest, if a guy's got hair, I see that as a maturity thing, is where I see a guy with no hair on his chest, and I kind of think of...
He's 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Justin Bieber. Oh, there's Justin Bieber's chest. Oh, no, wait, it's not. It's a 35-year-old guy.
I don't have any hair on my chest. I can't grow hair on my chest. I've never had hair.
Well, man, that's sad.
My husband has it on his chest, his back. He's losing it on his head, but I still find that attractive. So,
Listen to this. Listen to Donna. And your husband wouldn't even entertain the idea of going in somewhere and having his hair waxed off his chest, would he?
No, he actually did shave it one time because he thought it might help with something he wears for duty.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know,
you can't say duty. Well. I don't think we can say duty. Can you edit that out?
Duty. Hey, Donna, how long have you guys been married?
Actually, it'll be 20 years in September.
See, what does that tell you?
Wow.
Hairy body, marriage stays together. Yeah. Well, Donna, thank you for the call.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate have a good day.
Well, the chicks are chiming.
Women.
Yeah, they like the hair.
Yeah.
They like the hair. You know what? It'll come back. You give it time. Everything sort of goes in cycles. It's like long hair and short hair. In the 70s, 60s, guys had hair down their shoulders. What's the hottest thing now? Buzz, shaved head, right. No hair. And we're going to see a time again where every guy wants hair, that makes him look like the pictures of Jesus or something walking around down to his shoulders. It'll happen again. All right, there is a window that's $189. And then there's another window that's $189. And I'm sure there's another one or two other brands that are $189. So what's the difference if they're all $189? Only one of these windows is a Window World window. There was a show on the air when I was a kid called To Tell the Truth. And three people would walk out and they'd go, "What is your name, please?" "My name is Eon the Peon." "And what is your name?" And the second guy would go, "My name is Eon the Peon." And the third guy would say, "My name is Eon the Peon." Only one of them was Eon the Peon. That's kind of the way it is with these windows. I am a $189 window. And the second window says I'm $180. And the third window says I'm a $189 window. And then you start the game. And in the end, the original $189 window, the Window World window, would you please stand up? And that's how the game ended each time. The real person would stand up. There's only one Window World window. It's $189. There are other $189 windows, but they don't have a good housekeeping seal of approval, and they don't have a lifetime warranty. That's a Window World window. They also aren't able, if you go to their offices and say, "Put your window down on this sort of frame and let me stand on it," and see if it'll break. They won't do that. Window World will. I'm not a lightweight, and I stood on the Window World window and kind of jumped up and down a little and couldn't break it. That is when you're confident about the strength of your window. And the other thing that shows confidence is when you throw a lifetime warranty out there that includes glass breakage, labor, parts, everything. When you're willing to put that kind of warranty behind a window, you know you have a good product. And this is also a product that through all this economic upheaval, they've not raised the price a dollar, and they've not lowered the quality. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. Window World. You want the most window you can get for $189, then you go to this website, windowworld.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, so far, so good, Tina. I expect things are going to change in a little bit because we've got some heavy rain that's moving into the area. But right now, we've just got southbound 270 slow from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 55, that right lane is heavy at Park. If you're westbound 70, a little slow pocket around, looks like 370. And then from T.R. Hughes through Highway K, we're running slow. And on eastbound 40 now, you're slowing from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kia Motors and the 2012 Kia Optima. It is not your average midsize sedan. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiasaintlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Right after the top of the hour, Jose Hernandez will join us to talk a little tech talk. We still have time for more phone calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Here is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a quick Harry Chess story.
Yo.
I was a late bloomer when it comes to Harry Chess. I didn't have one until I was in my late 20s.
Okay.
I was working outside. The wind starts blowing. All of a sudden, I feel something on my chest. I thought it was a bug. I slapped myself. It was my first few strands of hair starting to flap in the breeze.
Yeah! That's a big day.
That's all I have.
Good it was, yeah. Was
that's as far
chest.
As Dan got.
Yeah.
He got three hairs on his chest.
That's it.
Yeah, they were banging together.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations, Steve.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
All right, thank you for the call.
You bet.
What's this mean? What do we have?
Well, Tina's in Weather Central.
We have to go down now. I noticed she was gone. I thought, well, bathroom emergency. And no, she's down in the KTRS Weather Center. Tina, what's going on down there?
Well, reading about the rain did make me have to stop by the bathroom. But Calhoun County in Illinois and Lincoln and St. Charles counties in Missouri are under a severe thunderstorm warning. Storms have a history of violent lightning and hail.
Ooh, I don't like that. Violent.
So that's Calhoun County in Illinois and Lincoln and St. Charles counties in Missouri.
And you can hear in the background our all-female weather staff. Tina, what do you think? 15, 20 women in there?
Oh, at least.
They're doing a great job.
They're good, too.
You come on back in here now, okay?
Okay, be right
up. Thank you. That was Tina Dalpiaz live from the KTRS Weather Center. And, boy, things are buzzing.
Yeah.
You can tell there's some activity. Let's go to Don. Hello, Don.
Yeah, I don't know what these women are thinking about. I've never had hair on my chest, hair on my legs, hair on my arm.
Well, if you don't have it, that's fine. It's the guys who shave it all off we're talking about.
For the woman to think that you ain't a man without hair.
No, they didn't say that. They don't like the idea of men shaving a lot of hair off.
The one girl said that guys that don't have hair on their chest, she thinks of like 12 years old or something like that.
Okay, well, I'm far from 12, and I can have somebody else do my talking, and I'm 5'6" and 125.
All right, Don, thank you. I don't know that I understood exactly what that meant.
He was fired up, though.
Yeah, he's fired up. No, that's not about if you don't have hair. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this idea of transforming yourself from a hairy guy into the guy that has the chest of a 12-year-old. I don't have time to take another call. I almost have enough time, but not quite. Jose Hernandez is going to come in here. I'll give you a heads up. If you want to get in and you want to talk to Jose, I would say about 10 after 4, light him up. I'll give the phone numbers then. You call us and first come, first serve, and you can ask Jose your tech questions. Information that would cost you a fortune if you were to call one of these squad-type people where you have to either, you know, have a thing you pay by the year for technical support or you pay by the phone call free because you're AM in the PM.
You are done.
I'm caught up.
Yeah, we have time.
Yeah. I do have time.
1 minute.
This is Cash. Cash, I have 1 minute. Can you do it in a minute?
I'll try, Frank.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cash,
everybody.
Hey, let me ask you guys, do you ever shave downstairs?
Well, that's a personal question.
No, manscape?
Manscaping.
Yeah. I think Ian does.
I've groomed.
I've pulled some of the shrubbery away a little bit. I've cleared some of the hedges out a little
bit.
Makes you look bigger.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say. It didn't work for me.
Yeah.
I did that once just to see if it got bigger.
Yeah, did it?
I just trimmed it all down. I went and looked. I said, man, my legs are long.
Yes, it does tend to do that.
Wow.
Hey, one more thing.
Quickly, yeah.
I lived out there in Inu at the Rin Lake Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Lived out there my whole life. I love it.
Beautiful part of the country. Thank you, Cash.
Yep.
All right, there you go. Cash says you shave down there, your legs will look longer. So you guys with short legs, there's your answer. Don't go away. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.